Well, I wish I was a catfish.
Well, I hope you had a good 2019 and wrapped it up well, and that your new year is off to a good start. Glad to have you along for the conversation. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. Listen live. Go back to the podcast. Check the new articles. We're writing all of those things. All of those things are available there. My next guest is the president of American Commitment, Phil Kirpin. And he says, you know, when you reach a certain age, you learn a lot about AARP, but it really isn't what you think it is. Phil, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Steve. Great to be with you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. Good to have you here. You think AARP, they don't really get the image of what they really are when somebody like me, I've reached a certain age, right? And so I've heard about AARP for years. I get to save money on my bill, whatever it might be, for the restaurant or get my car worked on. The AARP savings, you know, it's great. But AARP, you say, is nothing more than an insurance company. Please explain.
Well, they're kind of the... They're kind of the friendly marketing arm and political advocacy unit of the country's largest insurance company, United Health, and they've got an exclusive deal with United Health to sell their insurance products, and they make over $600 million a year doing that. And a lot of people think that when they go through AARP to search for an insurance product, they are getting what's best for them, or they're doing a search across, you know, multiple companies or what have you. They don't necessarily know that they're just being sold one company's product, and they're being sold them at a markup. They're basically selling United Health products with an extra 4.995% fee tacked on that they keep for themselves, and that's how they make over $600 million a year. And, you know, the real problem with this is that they sort of, you know, they're in the business of selling United Health insurance policies and their money.
So hold on, let me make sure I'm perfectly clear about this, Phil. If I went to United Health directly, I would save 4.95% on the bill. It's simply a fee tacked on at AARP's end, and I pay that on top of what I could normally pay, and so it's costing us more.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, carry on.
So their primary business they're in is selling these insurance products, and you know what this has resulted in is AARP does an awful lot of political advocacy. We know that, and they tend to lean left, and you know we know that. But it's actually worse than even I think most people appreciate, because they've become a major voice in healthcare debates in Washington and in state capitals as well, but I'm more focused on what they do in Washington. But they always take the positions that are most favorable to their for-profit partners, United Health and its pharmaceutical benefit manager division, OptumRx. And it has a severe distorting effect on health policy debates, because politicians hear AARP and think, oh, this must be what seniors want. And they don't necessarily hear messages coming from AARP as the voice of the insurance industry, and they don't necessarily discount it as, you know, kind of the self-interested advocacy of United Health. And as a consequence, they're able to have this outsized impact on health policy debates and represent insurance company interests and keep all that money flowing and hurt seniors. And they were able to kill, for instance, the rebate reform rule.
Okay.
That the Trump administration had proposed, that would have saved an awful lot of money for seniors at the cash register, because it was good for United Health.
Now, I want to share with the listeners here, Phil. I want to share with the listeners a quote from you and John Decker. All right, a quote, and I want to read this because I think people need to understand this clearly and completely here as we start the new year. Yeah, here's the quote: "If the federal government imposes price controls and access restrictions to drugs, as Mrs. Pelosi and the AARP now advocate, in the near term, higher profits will flow through to the insurance companies. And this is why United Health has its marketing arm, AARP, out banging the drum for the extreme Pelosi plan. Given what its actual core business model is, the AARP should be the last group to tell others how to lower health care costs. AARP has strayed from its mission to support older Americans. Seniors deserve better than AARP. pretty strong statement.
Well, look, I mean, this House bill, this Nancy Pelosi bill that they passed, you know, that same week they impeached the president and passed his trade deal. They also found time to pass this insane drug pricing bill. Well, the Pelosi bill has government set the price for prescription drugs. They call it a negotiation, but the way that bill works is the government sets the price. If the company doesn't like it, they pay a 95% tax on all of last year's total sales of that product. Well, you know, a tax on total sales of 95% is going to be like an income tax of 200% or something like that. I mean, it basically puts the company out of business. And
of course it does, because you're taxing the gross income, not the net. So any overhead, right, everything else, you're going to tax on everything, gross income, without account for, obviously, because people on Nancy Pelosi's side of the table don't understand how business operates. Go on.
But, well, a 95% tax on anything is going to be pretty crippling, but a 95% tax on total sales is completely insane. And so, essentially, you know, they have this, you know, quote, negotiation in which government just dictates the price. And so we would get, you know, we would get steeply lower prices, that's true, and, you know, that might be attractive in the near term, but why would anyone spend billions of dollars developing a new Alzheimer's drug or a new cancer drug or whatever it might be, if they face the prospect of government setting a low price or whatever arbitrary price they want, and they'll never be able to make that money back? And so it would be completely devastating for medical R&D and innovation, and we would not get new cures in a system like that. And, you know, obviously, any kind of a so-called reform that destroys the incentive for developing new cures is a very bad thing for seniors who need those new cures. And so seniors should be totally opposed to this approach. There are a lot of other better ways to reduce drug prices that wouldn't have that kind of a negative impact on R&D, and yet AARP was the huge cheerleader for this in the House, and I bet they're going to start pressuring the Senate this year to take up Nancy Pelosi's bill, and they were running ads and all of this stuff. And that only makes sense if you understand that, you know, this would increase the profits of UnitedHealth and their...
Fair enough, but I want to ask you one thing, because this is important. There is another side to this, and we've got about 60 seconds for this, Phil. Is there room anywhere to control the profiteering of some of these big pharmacy companies, whether it's an EpiPen or diabetes medicine or places that they know the patients have to have it to survive? Is there any room for government controls and guidelines on how big the profit can be, or do you believe government has no role? I'll let you finish with that. You got about 45 seconds.
Well, I think there are a lot of things we can do. I mean, I think that if we really want to make drugs less expensive, we've got to focus on basically two things. Make them much less expensive to develop and get regulatory approval for. The $2.5 billion it costs right now is so astronomically high that you're just going to have high prices as a consequence of that. And so we've got to get that down dramatically, streamline the FDA approval process, make it easier to develop new drugs and bring them to market. And the second thing I think is absolutely crucial is we've got to fix the market incentive, the sort of broken market structure in which the pharmaceutical benefit managers who represent the pharmacies and supposedly represent the buy side, they want higher prices right now, not lower prices, because they're making a percentage and they're able to divert rebates to their own bottom line.
Right.
We've got to fix the anti-kickback laws so that they're actually representing buyers.
All right, Phil, we got to leave it right there. Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment. Always a good conversation, Phil. Happy New Year. Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
It's the Steve Gerber Show, back after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. But a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be, and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.